All right, everybody, welcome, welcome to VBS 2023. Woo! So we're gonna start, and I would love to just open with prayer. So let's just talk to God real quick. Father God, thank you so much for all these willing volunteers who have come for this amazing week, Lord. Thank you for everybody who jumped in and helped with all these amazing decorations, especially the shepherds, and all that they've done, Lord, all the hard work and long, long hours they've put in, God, to get this building looking as amazing as it does. We're thankful for that, Lord. We just want to give you this week, God. We just ask that you would show up here in a big way, that everything would run smooth and safely, and that you would be, by the power of your Holy Spirit, touching hearts, every heart that walks in here, Lord, that they would understand how amazing you are, how much you love them, and what kind of power they can have in you, Lord. So, Lord, we just give you this time and just be glorified. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. And everybody says? Amen. All right, we're going to start off our day with a little devotion. So let's welcome Pastor Ron.
So is it okay if I sit back here? Y'all are sitting, so I get to sit too, right? Thank you, Jenny, for the intro and for the prayer. I love it when we get to pray to God and we all get to join together in what He has for us. And so how exciting it is that today is Monday morning of the training for VBS! Woo! Vacation Bible School, yeah! Hey, I just want to check really quick with a show of hands. How many of you have helped with VBS here in the past? Okay, so we got some seasoned veterans in our midst, which is really, really good. How many of you are the first-time helpers ever for a VBS? Whoa! We got a bunch of rookies, but that's okay. You're going to be made into veterans by the end of this time that we have together. Yeah, we are going to train you up quickly. And then, of course, there's always the question of how many of you are volunteered because somebody else volunteered you? Okay, just checking. I just want to know who are, you know, I'm here because I have to be here, but God's going to change that. You know, He's going to fill you up. And so I am so excited for all of you to be helpers here at VBS. And you have some very, very important roles in music and games and crafts and Bible and one of my favorites called snacks. But there is a very, very critically important role that all of you fill. And it's described for us originally in time over 2,700 years ago by a prophet by the name of Isaiah. And he refers to a particular man at that time period who was going to come on the scenes. They didn't know when, but he was going to come on the scene, and he was going to be known as a voice crying in the wilderness. You see, and that man was a man who would become or would be known as the name of John. And he showed up on the scene 2,000 years ago, and his message was very, very clear. His message was one that people heard, and it changed their lives because his message was, repent, for the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is near. And so it's like, what does it mean to repent? Repent means to turn away from something and go a different direction. And in repentance, that means that we're turning away from being offensive to God, doing life our way, and asking His for forgiveness. Oh, that's repentance. And then we turn and we go God's way. So that's how we return, that's how we repent, we turn away, is through asking God for forgiveness. And when we receive God's forgiveness, we have this thing in our hearts called peace. And He fills us with joy. And we have a whole different reason because we're going God's way for the purpose of our lives. And so John was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, and he came to point to a man that he said, "Look, there he is. There he is. That's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Oh, what an amazing description that John uses that's just as important for us, because if you haven't figured out yet, you're going to be a voice crying in the midst of the wilderness, because the wilderness is the world. The wilderness is all the confusion we refer to them as the schemes of the devil, because the devil doesn't want you to know your true identity. He wants you to make it up. And we see all kinds of facades of that today. That, oh no, you're not who God designed you to be. You're not fearfully and wonderfully made. And God says, oh yes, you are. I have fearfully and wonderfully made you as a little boy and a little girl. And I've designed you for purpose that's greater than what you know. But the enemy wants to confuse us. And so it's the message that says, don't get caught up in the things of the wilderness, but come out of the wilderness into the light of knowing God. And of course, we know that John was pointing to the guy by the name of Jesus. And the name Jesus means Jehovah saves. It means Emmanuel is another name for Jesus. And Emmanuel is a really cool name. How many people know what Emmanuel means? There's a few of you. Well, now all of you are going to know what Emmanuel means. It means God with us. Jesus' name is also Emmanuel. He's God with us. Can you just go, wow? Come on, give me a, come on. Wow. God showed up. But he showed up because only God can forgive man's sin. I can't forgive your sin. Oh, I can forgive you for being a sinner, you know, but I can't cleanse you of your sin. Only God can do that. And when he does that, he says, when we ask God to forgive us and to come into our lives, oh, I want to repent, I want to go your way, God. He comes into our lives by the power of God, by the dynamite of God. It's called the dunamo. That's where we get our word dynamite. I like it when they say dynamite, you know. Because it speaks of dynamite. When we think of it, it's an explosive device that creates a change, right? Well, dynamite, according to God, is power that changes the heart of a person. That we no longer are controlled by our sinful ways, the things of the wilderness. No, I don't have to walk in the thing of the wilderness. I get to walk according to the power, the dynamite of God. And so God gives us a verse that's really important for us to understand as we walk through VBS this week, because these passages are going to be part of what you're going to learn more about. It's in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Oh, there it is. Finally, be strong. Finally, be in the dynamite of the Lord and in the strength of his might. Oh, that's not ours, right? Oh, it's all about putting our trust in God to fill us with his dynamite, with his spirit. And there's a reason for it. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. We deal in a wilderness where there's lots of scheming going on by the devil. And identity is a huge issue, just like when the devil came to Jesus and he said to him, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Oh, don't you just want to slap him? But Jesus didn't slap him with his hand. He spoke the word of God to him. And he said, man does not live by bread alone, but by the Word of God.
Whoa! Oh, see, that's the dynamite that the Spirit uses in our lives.
And so God's Word says, hey, I'm going to equip you beginning today to trust in the work of the Spirit of God, the dynamite of God, the strength of the Lord and His might, and put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Well, we need the armor of God to fill us up, to understand it, and God's Spirit uses the armor of God for our defense, but also for our battling against Him. And so what is the armor of God? The armor of God is truth. And we're going to sing about that in just a little bit. The armor of God is a breastplate of righteousness, that which guards the very character of our lives and our very lives itself and our emotions. And then we get these cool, really cool shoes called the gospel of peace. Oh, that we're going to be sharing good news all week long with these children. And that good news is the greatest news ever. It's that Emmanuel, God, came and was with us. And God is going to be here with us. Though we may not be able to see Him, doesn't mean that He isn't here. Okay, I want to show you. I want to prove this to you. Okay, you all ready? Okay, I want you to take a great big deep breath. Go. Okay, did you see that oxygen that went in you and came and did you see it? Can you bottle it up? Well, you might be able to create it and put it in a bottle, but you can't bottle up what God has created. Now, I want all of you to stand up. Come on, stand up. Okay, on the count of three, we're all going to jump. One, two, three. Okay, did you see that gravity bring you back down to the ground? You didn't, did you? But you all came back down. You're not hanging up there on the ceiling going, somebody get me down. No, God makes Himself known even in His creation. Though we may not be able to see Him, we can certainly see the evidence of Him, because the evidence that we see is the change of a heart. And these little children, they're going to look to you, and they're going to look to the things that you say to them all week long. And my hope is, and prayer is that the things that you say to them are the things of God. That's truth. It's righteousness. It's good news that Jesus came and He died on a cross to pay for man's sin. But 3 days later, He rose from the grave. Our God is alive. No other God has that claim, because they're all false. Jesus is the only truth. Remember, belt of truth. So we have belt of truth, a breastplate of righteousness, the shoes that are called the gospel of the gospel of peace or good news. And the good news is Jesus. And we have a shield of faith to protect us and the helmet of salvation to guard our minds and our thoughts. And then we get the sword of the Spirit, right? Which is the Word of God. And we put it all together by this thing called prayer. We use the armor by praying, see, because when we pray, we're allowing the work of the Holy Spirit to work through our lives. And God does greater things that we can't even begin to think or imagine. So I am thrilled to be here with you today as we get to be the voices of the one crying in the wilderness, pointing people to Jesus, that they would turn their lives and trust Him, and that they would learn how to live vibrantly with the armor of God by the power, the dunamis, if you will, the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in our lives. Amen. So now we get to sing about that. So Jason Hauser, we're going to invite you to come and lead us in worshiping this amazing God. Amen.